So a couple weeks ago, we got to pray with Alan and Kathy Dallas. They went on a mission trip to Ecuador. So Alan and Kathy is going to come and share with us a few minutes about their trip. And after them, Pastor Tom is going to come and share again on our series on Case for Faith. So this is Alan Dallas.
Good morning. Kathy's helping with the luncheon in the back, so she felt it would be better for her to work on the food than me. So and it's better for everybody that's staying also. So thank you for Marion Christian Center. If some of you didn't know that just before we left, the indigenous people rioted on the city where we were flying into, Quito, and shut down a city of about 4 million people for almost 2 weeks. And that ended on Sunday. We flew out on Tuesday. So we felt your prayers. It was amazing. I've shared with a few people, the same indigenous people that made the rioting said, it's our mess. They cleaned it all up. When we got there on Wednesday, there was no evidence that there was ever a riot in this town. It was gone. They packaged it up, and I thought, that doesn't happen in our country. So thank you for your support for the two homes, Casa Gabriel and Casa Adelia. We'll try this. This is Phil and Debbie Douse. They are the directors of each ministry. This is all the stuff that Marion Christian Center blessed us with that we took down. That we took down in our suitcases. So it was just amazing. Filled up a whole table. We had to sort of move our suitcases around to get under 50 pounds in each one. But it worked out. These are the Bibles that we bought with money from Marion Christian Center. They are in Spanish. Yep, that's a good thing, right? So actually, I was able to go to the bookstore with Phil and purchase these, and the guy's a Christian. Of course, he runs a Christian bookstore and knows about the ministry, so he gave us a big discount. So your money was spent even better because we bought them there. We bought a new bed and a bunk bed for one of the boys at the boys' house because they just were falling apart. So this was all money that we took down with us from Marion Christian Center. These are the some of the boys at Casa G that actually showing the underwear and socks that you guys sent down. So they were actually pretty excited about that because they don't get that kind of stuff. This is the boys. We had a meal with them on Sunday. On Sundays, Phil and Debbie wants to make it a family time. They let all their help, all their paid help, all their volunteer help have the day off. So they take all the kids from both houses to church. And then we feed him a meal at the home together. And then he rents a soccer field and a volleyball area that we can just hang out with him and play and have fun all day long. A family day that they've never got to really experience before with family that's going to hug on them and just have fun. This is a welding bench that I put together out of a guard shack so that some missionaries donated that wire welder so that we can help to learn them some trades on welding. So that was one of my projects. This was, the door was falling off and the hinges were all broke that I welded back together and put together. This is where their hot water heater is. All hot water heaters are gas fired and they're outside. So inside that box is a water heater and a gas tank. And it needed to be closed and it was all falling apart. This is a young man that is actually graduated high school now, part of the group, and he is in university to become a phys ed teacher. So he needed a whistle and a stopwatch. And so we were able to give that to him the first day we were there. So he was pretty excited about that. If you remember Jesus that spoke this summer here, he's on a semi-pro soccer team. And so we got to watch him play. He's a starter on this team, and he wanted to say thanks to everybody for your help and support. And so we got to spend a little time with him. This is just a board of all the many boys that's been through Casa G that have had their lives changed because of this ministry that you folks have invested in. This is at the girls' house. This is an area in that corner where the dirt is. It was just full of weeds and crud and stuff. And I cleaned it all off to make a patio area. Many times in a third world country, you spend more time finding the stuff you need to do than doing it. so it's ready for the next mission group. I did not get that done, but I got this much done. Kathy and I worked on that. This is in the girls' house. Multiple times, just things will happen. So the doors were off, so I had to put some doors back on. Those are really bright, by the way, if we could turn those down. Yes. The boys' house, Casa Gabriel, brings boys off the streets, gets them back in school. They don't have to be a Christian to be part of it, but almost every boy accepts Christ, but they have to abide by the rules in the house. And so some boys stay, some boys don't. And so it's just an amazing ministry. We are so blessed to this country. Public school systems are not public school systems there. You have to pay to be in every school system. You have to pass a test to get into every school system. So a lot of these boys, when they come to the home, have a third grade education, and they're 16, 17, 18 years old. And so we have to get them tutors to get them up to speed so they can pass a test just to get in. The girls' house are all girls who have been rescued from the sex trade business. Right now there's five ladies in the house with six babies and a house mom. So there's 12 ladies in this house. Currently the boys have eight boys in the home. So they're both really happening places. And so it's just amazing to see firsthand what lives are being changed. And it's all because of you folks and people like you that have helped. This is where Esperanza Art is created. So for the girls' house, they have made a room to teach them how to make jewelry. So today after the service, we're going to have a table set up. So we purchased a lot of this jewelry, and it has suggested donations on there, and you can buy a part of that. And this, they told us specifically, a lot of giving all over the world has really went down. And so if it wasn't for Esperanza Art and their profits from that, the ministry would be in the red right now. But because of this ministry and these girls that make this, they're actually in the black right now. So they're running and able to do many more things because of that. So there was a door off there, and they needed hinges put on, so I did a little bit of work in this room. Doors got slammed into walls, so I put a block on the wall to keep that from happening. We're not allowed to take too many pictures of the girls because the moms, a lot of people still want to kill them because they could testify against them when they were being held. This little girl. So if you're worried about you didn't have the right speed on your internet, I can't believe they didn't put cheese on my cheeseburger. She said, you know, in Spanish, Alan, can you put a hook on my wall so I can hang my book bag up when I get home from school? Yes, I will do that. First thing tomorrow, that'll be done. Thrilled to death that she has a hook that she can hang her bag on when she comes home from school. Puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Here's the next one. A young girl, we'll call her Kay, because again, people want, this is under lock and key. Kay come up to me through Spanish, and she's an 11-year-old girl who her sister's already in the house, but her mom really neglected her. The neighbor guy had been sexually molesting this 11-year-old girl. Her sister told Debbie about it. They brought her in, and they have her in the house because the guy that was doing that is very wealthy. He's already bought off the police, so he's trying to get her back so he can do that. So they actually put the sister as care custody of this girl so they can keep her there. So pray for that. It's a big legal battle. The rope on the swing had broken, and she said, can you hang up my tire swing? Alan went to his list. I'm a list guy. Top of the list, big star. It'll be up tomorrow morning. Went home that night. I got a rope first thing in the morning. She's enrolled in school right now, but she can't go to school because till noon. So she's at the home till noon. And I said, Kay, come out here. I got something I want to show you. She jumped in that and a big grin on her face. So, again, if you're complaining about your low-speed internet, just say tire swing. puts things in perspective. That was probably one of my highlights, to seeing her swing in that tire swing. This is the girl's house. So there was a lot of maintenance to do there. So I actually weed whacked and took all the weeds out and swept all around the front of the building and cleaned it up while we were there. I just took this for some of my electrical friends. This is like a good pole. That's a good one. So you wonder why all of a sudden there's no electric. It's the electrical is a mess. And this is a big city. This is just where you would go down the street, buy fruit. It's where it is. Buy your bread. They take shoplifting very seriously there. That's a shotgun, if you don't know that. Other places, anywhere there's money exchanged, there's usually a guy with a machine gun or a guy with a shotgun or two. And they aren't like little pea shooter pistols. They're like 44s. I mean, they take their stuff pretty seriously of shoplifting and theft there, because it happens all the time. So our goal was to get the missionaries away for a little bit. These are sea iguanas that we took them to the Galapagos Islands for a few days to let them just regroup. Sea lions just hop up on the bench. You don't really want to mess with them. They are called sea lions because they have teeth like a lion. So we talked Debbie, the missionary, to sit right down on the edge so we can get your picture. And she just got about here, and he went, "Argh!" and growled at her and showed his teeth. She moved pretty fast. I wish I had the movie camera going then. So we're going down the road, and this is walking down the road. That's a big turtle. Tortoise. They call them turtles there. And then I sort of made them do this. Phil and Debbie's home is in Missouri, and they go, "Alan made us do that." And so the day after we left, another missionary there is a real mountaineer, and he asked Phil to go with him. So this was taken the day after we left. Ecuador is the only place in the world that has snow-capped mountains on the equator. There's five of them. So that morning, they'd hiked up to 18,500 feet on a mountain and took this picture of two snow-capped mountains. So they were above the clouds. And so whether you're a street boy that's committed your life to Christ, whether you're a young lady who has been abused in the sex trade business, whether you're in Marion, Ohio, and you commit your life to Jesus Christ, with him, you can rise above the clouds. And we're seeing this firsthand, that these young people are making a change. They're rising above the clouds. So thank you so much.